A South African woman and her husband will be celebrating their wedding anniversary by beginning a motorbike journey that will take them across Europe and the length of Africa. But it's not just for love, but charity as well. It'll take about 9 months, cover some 30 countries, and span about 32,000 kilometers. But the motorbike trip planned by Sandy Langton and her husband Paul aims to raise $10,000 to help build a youth center in Kampala, Uganda. Langton says she got hooked on motorbikes or motorcycles about 4 years ago while living in Britain. So much so, she got the idea for a very long, out-of-the-way route to visit her homeland.
I just thought, well, you know what? When I'm ready to go home one day, I'm driving all the way home, I'm going to get a nice big motorbike and do the trip. That's a whole 4 years ago that I made the decision that, you know, when the time comes I'm ready to go home, that I'll do it on a motorbike.
She's raising the money for the charity group Stand Up for Africa, which is collaborating on the project with its Ugandan partner, the Safe Alternatives for Youth Association. The youth center will help young people in the Kitimanyangamba slum, where the school dropout rate is 80%, and there are high levels of crime, unwanted pregnancies, and sexually transmitted diseases, including HIV/AIDS. Langton will spend a month in Uganda to see construction begin on the youth center.
So I really wanted it to be that if I'm going to go and raise money and if I'm going to ask people to sort of be involved in this project, I want to see it happening myself so that I can say, yes, there's the proof. I went there. I saw the foundations being built.
Once Sandy and Paul Langton make their way across Europe, they travel to the Middle East, crossing the Suez Canal and entering Egypt. From there, they travel through Sudan, Ethiopia, and Kenya.
From Kenya, we'll start doing zigzags and driving all over the place. We'll actually, at that point, visit Uganda and Rwanda. And Uganda is where we'll end up working with Stand Up for Africa on that project to build a youth center. And then we go down to Tanzania, Zambia, Mozambique, Malawi. And then we pop into the northern area of South Africa, where my parents don't live too far away from there, where I have to then go through the pain of importing my motorbike.
From there, it's off to Botswana and Namibia, and then back into South Africa, where the journey will end in Cape Town. Now, since this was mostly Sandy Langton's idea, what did her newlywed husband, Paul, think of it?
He met me 2 years ago now, and when I very first met him, and I could see he quite fancied me, I said, you know, I'm going to do a bike trip, and I'm going to go home to South Africa. So, don't get too attached because, you know, the day's going to come where I'm going to be on my bike, and that's it. And it was probably about a month later, he pitched up at my house. He'd bought the identical model to my bike and just said to me, well, I'm coming with you.
On the first day of their trip, Sandy and Paul Langton will celebrate their first wedding anniversary. Both resign their jobs in Britain to make the trip. Joe DiCapua, Voice of America News, Washington.